104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show, trying to find some help for some toddler tips for my girl, Jen BT.
Boy, do I need it. And we have Maya from Hyde Park on the line. Hey, Maya, you have some tips for me?
Yes, I do, Jen. Okay, so it's going to have to be some tough love, Jen. You're going to have to get a nanny cam so you can look in at them. But you're going to have to lock that door and keep the toddler out. He's not going to be able to come in your room. And you're going to have to let the 20-month-old cry it out. I know it sounds hard, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to take a couple weeks. But once you get them used to being in their own space, they will not wake you up anymore.
Really?
You and your husband will have your room back.
Now, what's the nanny cam for? What do I need that?
So the nanny cam is to make sure that they're not doing anything harmful while you have your bedroom door locked. So the toddler can get up and move around. You'll know where the toddler is. And eventually, they may even fall asleep in the hallway, which my daughter did for a very long time. But she doesn't come in my room anymore.
That's a great
that's
idea. And
that
you
is
sound
a
confident,
great idea.
Maya. Thank you.
Thanks,
Maya. You are so welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
We also have Carrie from Hoffman Estates. Hey, Carrie, do you have
Hey, Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Do you have some tips for me? I am desperate for sleep, and my kids are not sleeping in the same room.
What's happening?
I understand this pain. I have two boys, a 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
Oh, we have the same age boys. Yes.
Correct. And it is a desperate time. I totally get it. So what worked with my 4-year-old is he was coming in our room in the middle of the night every night. Is I don't know if you've ever done this before, but I made a little chart and I picked out like this garbage truck he really wanted. And I copied and pasted a picture on a piece of paper. I made 5 little squares. And every night that he stayed in his bed the whole night, he got a little sticker. And then when he got 5 stickers in a row, he earned his garbage truck.
Oh, wow.
So like 5 nights in a row of him staying in his bed kind of broke the habit.
That's really good advice. I like that. Jen needs toddler tips.
I do. And we have Beverly from Evanston. Hey, Beverly, do you have some tips for me?
To be honest with you, I am experiencing the same thing.
No way.
I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. I would be surprised if maybe half of the callers don't experience the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. We started with a 2-bedroom apartment and then moved to a 3-bedroom where they have their own rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I have my 7-year-old to wake up sometime, maybe very early in the morning, maybe around 4 a.m., and he comes to my room. And then the 4-year-old does the same thing most of the time. Even sometimes my 7-year-old is upset. If he wakes up in the morning, I'm already up.
And I feel your pain. Keep listening to 104.3 Jams because these mamas are going to give us some good tips. We got some good ones so far. We have Aisha from the West Side. Hopefully Aisha knows how we can get our children to sleep through the night. Hey, Aisha.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Okay, first step, Jill, you got to break your husband. You have to stop going to get in the bed.
Aisha.
With the baby.
Yes, you are right. I need to break my husband because he is the softy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all the time. It is such a, like, well, I had 2 boys, and they were 3 years apart, and I got them a tent that went over their bed, and I had got, like, some stars and moons to put them up there on the wall, and I got them a nightlight.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
beautiful.
They start sleeping through the night, and they start coming together.
So where do I get this tent from? Because I'm about to go on Amazon and see if it's there.
They had them at Walmart. That's
okay.
Why I had got mine from. But you can check Amazon.
That's a really beautiful, great idea.
Yeah, and the stars, you can go on Wish and get those.
Great. I'm going to do that too, Aisha. Thank you so much for the tip.
I like all the ideas that everybody gave you, Jen, but my advice to you would be pretty much what the first person said is to lock that door, put a baby cam in there so you can see them to make sure that they're not, you know, doing anything harmful, and you're going to have to tough it out. That's the only
Absolutely.
Way they're going to stay in there.
Yep, that's the best advice. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to try that out tonight. I'll let everybody
Appreciate
know
it,
how
y'all.
It goes.
Appreciate it. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Thank y'all.